open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord is our refuge and strength. O come, let us worship. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. The Lord is our refuge and strength. O come, let us worship. Reading from the book of Isaiah. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All the people are grass. Their constancy is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God shall stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength.
O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for he is speaking peace to his faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to him. Truly, his salvation is very near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the ground, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and peace shall be a pathway for his feet. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. And on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue and sat down. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the officials of the synagogue sent them a message, saying, "Brothers, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, give it." So Paul stood up and with a gesture began to speak. "You Israelites and others who fear God, listen. The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors and made the people great during their stay in the land of Egypt. And with uplifted arm, he led them out of it. For about 40 years, he put up with them in the wilderness. After he had destroyed 7 nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance for about 450 years. After that, he gave them judges until the time of the prophet Samuel. Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, who reigned for 40 years. When he had removed him, he made David their king. In his testimony about him, he said, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will carry out all my wishes.' Of this man's posterity, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised. Before his coming, John had already proclaimed a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was finishing his work, he said, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. No, but the one is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of the sandals on his feet.' My brothers, you descendants of Abraham's family and others who fear God, to us the message of this salvation has been sent." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will take you from the nations and gather you from every country and bring you home to your own land. I will pour clean water upon you, purify you from all defilement, and cleanse you from all your idols. A new heart I will give you and put a new spirit within you. I will take from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, make you walk in my ways and observe my decrees. You shall dwell in the land I gave to your forebears. You shall be my people, and I will be your God." The Lord be with you, and also with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the 8th day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. Fear came over all their neighbors, and all these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become?" For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him. Then his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has chosen the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. The Gospel of Christ. Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate our patronal festival, specifically the birth of John the Baptist. Today's Gospel recounts Elizabeth giving birth to John, and Zechariah his father being filled with the Holy Spirit in the temple, and proclaiming the words of the prophecy we have come to know as the Benedictus. "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, and you, my child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." Today we celebrate John, the patron saint of our parish church and community. John was an educator of souls, opening the people's minds. It was John's task to awaken their interest, to unsettle them, to rattle them out of their ambivalent and complacent lives, to arouse in them the curiosity and desire to understand and hear more about this salvation from Christ himself. He came to make straight paths, to raise up valleys and to knock down mountains, stirring the interest of the preoccupied and breaking into the stubborn minds of those already set in their ways. He came to shake things up. Human beings don't usually like rapid change. We like to coast, take the easier road, and stick with what is familiar and comfortable. So we need eccentric, loud, fearless, and seemingly unhinged people like John the Baptist to forge a path forward so the rest of us can follow, having been shaken out of our indifference and inertia into action. We need visionaries who can communicate their vision in a way that the rest of us can grasp. And this is true across the board. Where would racial justice and equality be today without Dr. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, and all who had gone before? At this particular moment in our history, yet again we are being challenged to hear, to truly listen. We are trying to comprehend the unimaginable pain caused and inflicted upon others as a result of racism and brutality and bigotry. We see this in recent, very public displays of injustice and cruelty. And of course, it takes place more often in a way that is hidden from public view, in often more subtle and less direct ways. We once again, as a society, attempt to come to grips with the sins we have committed and continue to commit against those who we perceive to be different from us, those who we deem lesser somehow. Systemic racism can no longer be denied or ignored, whether it be against Indigenous communities, our First Nations, or those whose skin pigment happens to be different from our own, or those who have come to us from other nations, anyone. We need leaders, prophets who shake us out of our indifference and inertia and blindness and bring us to action. We need visionaries. Where would just and equal gender rights be without all the brave women involved with the suffrage movement, often at great personal cost? There are also those prophets and tireless witnesses who have worked and continue to work for LGBTQ justice throughout the world. The great leaders and advocates, politicians, lay leaders, bishops, priests, and all the rest who simply want to be treated fairly and with justice. There are those who have lost so much and those who have paid with their lives to courageously speak out for justice and equal rights and freedoms for the LGBTQ community, and most recently, equal marriage. With climate change, we have giants like David Suzuki and 16-year-old Greta Thunberg, environmental activists and some might say prophets, and many others leading the way in raising awareness and affecting government legislation and pounding the message into our heads. Because of their tenacity, most reasonable people cannot deny that climate change is taking place, that the Earth's weather patterns are changing dramatically, and that we are, for the most part, responsible. The world needs prophets and visionaries and enthusiastic leaders to stir up the hope that the world does not have to be this way. Our environment can be cleaner, our laws more just, our behavior toward each other more humane and compassionate, and we can make a difference. We need hope and direction. The realm of science and technology have their prophets and teachers. But as we know, science is not a cure for all the troubles of the world, because the troubles of the world go deep into the human heart. We cannot design probes for the depths of the oceans and the other reaches of space, and yet we cannot seem to probe the depths of the human heart. We genetically engineer food, yet people still starve. We can map the human genome sequence, analyze our DNA and find cures for disease. Yet we will all one day die and return to the earth. We design computer chips to do almost anything, yet we still build weapons to kill each other. Scientific sophistication has not fixed the human heart. The problem of the human heart is its proclivity for evil, injustice, racism, war, envy, violence, and self-destructive habits we cannot seem to break free of. Every generation since the beginning of time has experienced a continual harvest of human heartache and suffering and death. How can we change human hearts? It is not scientific or a technological issue. It is an issue of the heart, an issue of our inner beings. Christ came to put a new spirit within us, to trade our hearts of stone for hearts of flesh, to offer the restoration of our souls, our very beings. We are offered a restoration to the peace and wholeness only God can offer, a redemption from our failures and shortcomings. In his works, Talks of Instruction, Meister Eckhart, the noted 14th century mystic, said, "I can give you no better advice than to find God where you lost him." We prepare the way with John by recollecting where we have lost God in our lives. We can prepare by reflecting how we have moved away from God as the core and origin of our lives, to return to the place where we have been closest to God and closest to the life that God would have us lead, with all its fullness and joy and freedom. As we search, as we reach out for healing and restoration, it always begins with reflection, repentance, and will call us to some type of change. This is the preparation John calls us to, repentance. Repentance, contrition, calls us forth from where we have been or where we are at present to new possibilities, new joys, to new freedom. Newness of life requires that we first face the realities of our own wilderness and desolation, because the wilderness experience is part of being human, because we are incomplete. We long for wholeness. We experience our communal and cultural wilderness. Each, in its own way, has its own dark, frightening reality. Each creates a common sense of loneliness and lostness. Each reminds us of our need for a new highway to show us where to go and how to proceed. What the wide-eyed prophet is telling his people and us today is that we cannot really flee from the wilderness on our own. God's way is the only real way out, and that way out for us is through Christ, the highway of God. John prepared the way preaching repentance. Jesus makes the transformation possible. The only question that remains is, can we surrender ourselves and fully trust? And are we prepared to make that journey? Amen.
Let us confess our faith as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. All that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. All things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. Amen. In the power of the Spirit, and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord God, who promised Zechariah a son filled with the spirit and power of Elijah, to prepare a people fit for the Lord, we pray for reconciliation between all people. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God, when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt in her womb. May she who believed your promise be blessed among women, and may we proclaim with joy the good news of your Son, Christ. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God, at John's birth, Zechariah proclaimed he would be the prophet of the Most High. We pray for all who preach the good news, praying especially for all bishops, priests, and deacons, and for all lay leaders throughout your church. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God, when your Son came to the Jordan and was baptized by John, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit descending as a dove. May we who are baptized into your church faithfully proclaim in the world the words of your beloved Son. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God, John proclaimed your Son as the Lamb of God, and John's disciples followed Jesus. Help us to follow him also, and by our words and deeds, bring our families and friends closer to you. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God, who sent John to witness to the light, to be the voice of one crying in the wilderness, and to prepare the way of the Lord,
Comfort your people and bring your healing to the sick and needy, to the brokenhearted and the oppressed, to prisoners and captives. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord God, John preached the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins and suffered imprisonment and death for proclaiming your law. We remember all who have died in your service, joining in our prayers with John the Baptist and all the saints. Grant us with them a share in your eternal kingdom. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. God, our Father, in your tender compassion, the dawn from on high was broken upon us. Shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and guide our feet into the way of peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you called John the Baptist to give witness to the coming of your Son and to prepare his way. Give your people the wisdom to see your purpose and the openness to hear your will, that we too may witness to Christ's coming and so prepare his way. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.